Good morning. My name is Anna Mullen, and I am the collections intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. As part of my year-long internship, I am completing a full inventory of the large objects in the collection and entering them into the Past Perfect database system. One of the most rewarding components of this process is preserving the histories behind the individual artifacts. Today, I'm excited to share with you the story behind one of the well-traveled immigrant trunks in the museum's collection. The trunk of Gerda M. Knutsen-Wallace made separate trips across the Atlantic Ocean, carrying the belongings of two unique Danish immigrants. The trunk itself is crafted from a lightweight and pliable pressed wood. It measures 40 inches long and 24 inches deep, with a height of 21 inches. All of the sides are covered with a durable cloth that is painted brown. Four wood molding strips run vertically around the trunk, one on either side of center and one on each end. The inside of the trunk is lined with fabric, which features a horizontal pattern. The first individual to use this trunk was Bue Beneke. He was born on May 22, 1891, in Veldekilde, Denmark, as the son of Valdemar Beneke and Maren Heinrichsen Kaher. In 1915, Bue Beneke packed his trunk for the United States, where he would continue his education. He studied at Grandview College in Des Moines, Iowa, from 1918 to 1921. After being ordained as a minister on June 12, 1921, Pastor Beneke worked for congregations in Omaha and Cordova, Nebraska. He returned to Denmark and from 1937 to 1953 served as the minister of the parish in the town of Elling, Denmark. He returned to Denmark and from 1937 to 1953 served as the minister of a parish in the town of Elling. During Pastor Beneke's time in Elling, he encountered Peter Sorensen and Meta Marie Madsen Sorensen, the grandparents of the trunk's second owner, Gerda M. Knutsen-Wallace. Gerda was born in 1927 in Troste, a town in northern Denmark. When Gerda was 6 months old, her father went to work in Canada, and the rest of the family moved to her grandparents' farm near Elling and the parish where Pastor Beneke would serve. In 1950, Gerda's uncle, Lawrence Madison, offered to find a sponsor for her to come to the United States. Lawrence had immigrated to America in 1893. At this point, Gerda's mother purchased the luggage trunk from Pastor Bue Beneke in Elling, where he had used it almost 30 years earlier. Gerda began her journey to the United States on a ferry from Frederikshavn, Denmark, to Udebo, Sweden. In Sweden, she boarded the Gripsholm, a ship which was built in 1925. The liner left on January 4, 1951, and arrived in New York on January 17th. Interestingly, the Gripsholm made two stops on its voyage to New York. The first was in Hamburg, Germany, where Gerda remembers that approximately 200 German refugees were picked up. The Gripsholm was more than a transatlantic cruise ship. Between 1942 and 1946, the U.S. Department of the State chartered the ship as a repatriation ship. It carried Japanese and German nationals to exchange points and picked up American and Canadian citizens. In total, the ship transported almost 28,000 repatriates after World War II. The second stop the ship made during Gerda's journey was an unplanned detour. The captain was asked to provide assistance to a fishing vessel which was in distress. The history behind this artifact is just one example of the amazing stories that are linked to the over 30,000 objects in the museum's collection. Through the inventory process, the collections department is preserving not only the objects themselves, but the narratives of their donors and families for generations to come. Thank you for listening, and remember to check the museum's website for updates to the Sampling the Collections section, where you can explore more artifacts like Gerda Wallace's immigrant trunk. Have a wonderful day.